is Today in History, October the 27th. On this day in 1873, Joseph Glidden applies for a patent on his barbed wire design. DeKalb, Illinois farmer Joseph Glidden submits an application to the U.S. Patent Office for his clever new design for a fencing wire with sharp barbs, an invention that will forever change the face of the American West and prisons.
Groucho Marx. And you bet your life.
And on this day in 1947, You Bet Your Life, a comedy quiz show starring Groucho Marx, premiered on ABC Radio. Also on this day in 1954, Walt Disney's first television program titled Disneyland, after the yet-to-be-completed theme park, premiered on ABC.
Walt Disney's Disneyland.
When you wish upon a star.
On this day in 1970, Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice, who would go on to become the most successful composer-lyricist team in the modern theater history, released a double LP concept album called Jesus Christ Superstar, which only later would become the smash hit on Broadway. And on this day in 2004, the Boston Red Sox win their first championship since 1918.
Red Sox fans have longed to hear it. The Boston Red Sox are world champions.
Finally vanquishing the curse of the Bambino that had plagued the franchise for 86 years. Quote, this is for anyone who has ever rooted for the Boston Red Sox, the team's general manager told reporters after the game. This is for all of Red Sox Nation, past and present. Ever since team owner and Broadway producer Harry Frazee sold the great Babe Ruth to the New York Yankees in 1920, where he got $125,000 and a $300,000 loan, which he used to pay Fenway's mortgage and to put on the musical No, No, Nanette. The Sox had been tragically unable to win a World Series. People said the team was cursed. Before 1920, the Sox had won 5 championships and the Yankees hadn't won any. And after Babe Ruth left, Boston's well ran dry. The Yankees, meanwhile, won a record 26 times after 1920. Over and over, the hapless Sox almost won, and over, they didn't. In 1946, they were winning Game 7 with 2 outs in the 8th, until shortstop Johnny Pesky held on to a relay throw just long enough for Eno Slaughter to score the winning run from first. They lost in 1967 to the St. Louis Cardinals, and in 1975 to the Cincinnati Reds. 3 years after that, in a one-game playoff for the AL Championship, they lost when Yankee shortstop Bucky Dent, not exactly a reliable slugger, cranked one over the Green Monster with 2 men on base. The Yankees went on to win the game and to win their 22nd World Series. And in the 6th game of the 1986 World Series against the Mets, with just 1 out away from the championship, the Red Sox defense managed to bungle a series of easy plays so badly they lost the game. But in 2004, the team's luck changed.
Ortiz in the deep right field. Back is Sheffield. We'll see you later tonight.
The Yankees had been up 3 games in the American League Championship Series, but Boston made a miraculous comeback and swept the last 4, completing the largest comeback in Major League postseason history.
Here it is. Ground ball to second. Reese. The Boston Red Sox have won the pennant.
And after that, as it turned out, the World Series itself was fairly dull. The St. Louis Cardinals were the National League champs, and they had the best regular season record in the majors. But in the series, their pitching was weak, and their batting was worse. The Red Sox won the first 3 games handily. By the 4th, the Sox were playing like they'd won the World Series every year. Johnny Damon led off with a home run. Trot Nixon cranked a bases-loaded double in the 3rd. And pitcher Derek Lowe gave up just 3 hits in 7 innings.
And for the first time since 1918, the Boston Red Sox are champions of baseball.
The Boston Red Sox win the World Series for the first time since 1918, October the 27th, 2004, on this day in history.